This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been a long week for the president. London today, as I said, a stop in Germany still to make, and earlier this week, a swing through Saudi Arabia. There's going to be some news coming out of Riyadh on Monday, a plan officially called a Vision for the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, which will include, among other things we are told, the creation of a massive sovereign wealth fund, $2 trillion. Dollars in all, part of a plan to get the world's biggest oil producer ready to move beyond oil. There's a piece in the current Bloomberg Business Week about the man whose job it's going to be to do that. Peter Waldman had the byline. Peter, thanks so much for coming in.
Nice to be here.
The through line, the premise of this piece is that Saudi Arabia is in some economic trouble, right? How bad is it?
Well, it's getting a little better. A year ago, unbeknownst to anyone, really, except for really the insiders at the palace in Riyadh, it was very bad. They awoke to a situation, and I really mean awoke, where they were going to have a budget deficit of about $200 billion, which was going to essentially leave them broke by early 2017. Before that, the IMF and everybody else had reassured the world that the Saudis could withstand the drop in oil prices.
Right.
And that they'd be okay for at least 5 years of low oil prices. But a year ago, all that changed.
You went to Saudi Arabia. In fact, you were just back yesterday from Saudi Arabia to talk to the man whose job it is to fix that and in some way to drag Saudi Arabia kicking and screaming into the post-carbon future. His name is Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Tell us about him. Tell us who he is and how he's going to do this.
Well, he is the son of King Salman.
Mm-hmm.
And he is all of 31 years old. His plan is to essentially find other things to earn money for the Saudis over the next 20 years. He wants to diversify the economy. He referenced Steve Jobs at least four times. Huh. He is clearly quite attuned to Silicon Valley. He mentioned Twitter. He mentioned Facebook.
Grew up on video games, you
grew say? Up on video games, yeah. Actually cites them as a kind of source of creativity and skill. He embraces technology. He's a 31-year-old man and believes his society needs to move on.
A word here about his domestic situation. It's an incredibly young population, which large parts of which want to join the world, and yet women there still can't drive. The government's largesse toward its people with that oil money has been a source of much of the support for the social compact that exists between the royal family and the Saudi people. How's that going to work?
So he has said that to help pay for the fallen oil price, the goal is to increase non-oil revenue by about $100 billion over the next 3 years.
Wow.
And that represents the three big words, taxation without representation. Will the Saudis accept this level of burden without having any control whatsoever on anything from how the sovereign wealth invests its money to whether there should be plumbing lines out to a new suburb? I mean, this is really going to be a challenge.
Not that this matters much in Saudi Arabia, but did you get any sense of how popular Mohammed bin Salman is with regular people?
They're confused. There was a kind of sense of excitement. Let's remember, half the population is under 25.
Yeah.
So here's one of their members of their generation talking about technology, just looking different. He poses in our magazine piece without his headdress.
Yeah, it was remarkable. I stopped and looked at that picture.
And nobody has done that in that part of the world. In fact, nobody has done any of this. No, you know, Middle Eastern kings and princes don't sit down for eight-hour interviews with international news organizations. It just doesn't happen. So he is remaining true and consistent to the conservative Islamic position that Saudi Arabia has. He doesn't want to talk about women driving. I mean, others talk about it, and it seems that he's quite supportive of expanding the rights for women. And there's a great deal of hope that somebody finally gets it in terms of running a society entirely based on oil in the 21st century.
It's an amazing piece in Bloomberg Business Week by Peter Waldman and the whole Bloomberg team over in that region. It's called the $2 trillion project to get Saudi Arabia's economy off oil. Peter, thanks very much for coming in.
It was great being here, Kai.